Okay. Okay, I'll be inside.
Close the door.
I'm going to tell you something interesting. I could kill the chill. No one wants that. I always thought that when I was younger, right, many years ago, I always thought that there's like, you know, when I was, let's say, 18, I knew exactly what I liked in learning. I'm going to tell you a big story today. I always thought that, like, you know, when I was much younger, I liked the keys. I liked going through mesechtes quickly and learning them and getting them and getting the knowledge. I liked knowledge, right? There's a lot of sipuk in bekiyas. There's a tremendous amount of satisfaction. More knowledge. Knowledge is something that a person that has knowledge, we love knowledge. I loved that. I got a little older, and but for sure I thought the one thing definitely not is Ian. You know, to learn the sugyas, ba'amkis, to learn them deep, I thought that for sure not. Because, you know, I just want the knowledge and the deep, it's not for me. Where were you? Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol niyeh bidvaroi. At least one thing I said is emes. Thank you, Sammy. So, I thought, Ian, that's for sure not. I got a little older, and I started going to, I learned by Tzvi Kushelevsky, and I got a tremendous ava for Ian. And then I was one of these guys that did Ian all day. There was one goof, I was doing Bekiyas all day. And then I said, oh, you know, I got a tremendous ava for Ian, so I did Ian all day. Right. And then I thought that the Mahalach of Ian, the only Mahalach in the world, is Tzvi Kushelevsky, which is my Rebbe, my Rosh Yeshiva, right? And I knew that he was coming, Lafuke, the Mahalach of, let's say, the Mir Yeshiva, which they go faster. Right? It's an Ian, but it's a faster type of Ian. Okay? And then, one Ben Azmanim, I decided to listen to Rav Asher. Rav Asher, it's good to look at Rav Asher in this world, because in the next world, there is no chance. Great Jew. So I decided to listen to him, and then I said, you know what? I like that Mahalach also. I couldn't leave Ritzvi, so I listened to him. I was by him in the afternoon, I was by Ritzvi in the morning. But that was like, you know, slowly I started to realize as you get older that what you think is going to be like, you know, and but the one thing for sure not was halacha. That for sure not. Right? The ones that aren't laughing don't know who I am now, right? My wife, she says to me, the other day, she was saying to me, you know, I said something, I don't remember what the conversation was. She said, yeah, you mean the way you used to talk about the halacha guys? Yeah, those guys, they for sure don't know how to learn. You know, those guys, right? And then they got a little older, and now you see it, whatever. But the limit of this is that you're young, be open-minded, right? Don't be curvey at a young age. I like Ian, I like Bekiyas, I like this, I like that. The thing I'm going to tell you today is very negay of that. And at the end, hopefully I'll come back to this. But that's a big insight in life. You know, you don't know. You don't know what chelik of the avodah you like. You don't know. I used to, when I was much younger, right? So then davening wasn't my strong point. I felt like, you know, davening's not my thing. Praying is not my thing. You know, it's not, I had to daven, obviously. I daven, right? And then as you get older, you don't know. You don't know which things are going to talk to you. My point is, just don't stempel in your mind. Don't implant in your mind, this is me, this is how I am, and this is what I do, and this is what I love. You're young. The world is your oyster. You never know. And you should know, everything I told you just now is 100% accurate. It's not like I was even exaggerating. When I was young, I only liked Bekiyas. When I got older, I only did Ian. When I got older, halacha was not even an option. The type of Ian was only this type of Ian. Then when I got older, okay. Now I'm going to tell you something. The one thing I thought for sure is never going to be with me is machshava. Not my thing, you know. Morals and this and that. That's for different people. There's different people that have different tchunas and nefesh, right? And then, as I got older, I started to get more into the morals. Yahrzeit is this week. morale, which I was, it surprised me. But there's one thing that I thought, that for sure, never. Never for sure not. You know the guys with the number shtickles? The numbers, you know, they're all into the numbers. That's for sure not me. And I felt that, you know, there are certain things I have a right to say that that's not me. Okay? The number shtickle, that is not me. There are the number guys. You know, there's those guys, they get up at Sheva Brachas, right? And everything is with a number, right? As you see that guy and he's, you know what I'm talking about, right? And the guys that don't like the number things, right? All the other guys around him. And, I thought for sure the number shtickles, I'm definitely never going to say, right? And I don't know, it might change today. I'm going to tell you a vart. Not my thing, I don't usually tell you vart. I tell you usually, what I usually tell you guys. I usually tell you jokes. I tell you stories about Gedolim. That's true. I'm going to tell you a number shtickle today. Okay? It's quite an easy number shtickle, but it's earth shattering. I'm going to tell you it's earth shattering. Right? I found in this week's Parsha something that was quite intriguing. I found it on the Maral's yard site on Wednesday. Right? It was right after the Maral came to me in a dream. Right? And I don't know why you laugh. I will tell you when Mandel. We don't have the same issue as last month. You want? Oh, you don't even remember? Okay. I'll throw you out again, man. Where I threw you last time. Right? So, the first year guy, I'm not allowed to say anything. Okay. Mandel's a classic tzaddik. Nobody knows. Okay. Oh, I got the coffee under So, I'm going to tell you how many arurim are in this week's Parsha? How many arurim? Arur. How many did I just say? Very good. Who said that? Good man. Right? Not just a closet tzaddik anymore. Right? There are 11 arurim in this week's Parsha. You know, the goyim have unlucky numbers. If you ask the goyim what an unlucky number is, I think they say 13. Right? Something about Friday the 13th or something. Right? Something like that. Right? I don't know. Some type of a place. You guys don't know from these things. It was a nightmare or somewhere. Right, or something. Elm is right near Avenue M. Norton. Well, there's a nightmare there. But whatever. The Goyim have numbers that are unlucky. The unlucky numbers by the Goyim are 13. What's an unlucky number by Klal Yisrael? Chalila. But what's a bad number? I'm going to tell you that I think that the unlucky, not just me, I'm saying the Maral discusses this, but I'm going to explain this. I think that 11 is an unlucky number. And don't think you're going to walk out of here just with, like, you know, the number. If you listen good, you will walk out of here with a sight of life. There'll be a different person if you listen. It's not just like, oh, we'll get some number thing. But I'm going to prove this to you. You could say it's just a coincidence. 11 times the Torah gives curses to those that don't follow the ways of the Torah. 11 arurim. So it sounds like 11 is like an unlucky number. Okay. There are 11 sarei Esav. Esav at the end of Parshas told us it's going through all of his children, right? Yasir and this one and that one and whatever, right? And there are 11 sarei Esav. 11 sounds like something that's not for us. 11 sounds like a bad number, I don't know, right? But all this is just maybe like a coincidence. It's not muchach, okay? There are 12 shvatim. The Ramban says, whenever you count in the Torah the shvatim, you will always see, it always has to be 12. It can never be 11. That's his words. And for example, if it's going to be that Yosef is counted as Ephraim, and if it's counted as one, Ephraim and Manasseh are counted as Yosef, so then you'll see we'll have to throw in Levi. Levi's got to be in there when Moshe's giving brachas or when Yaakov's giving brachas. Has to be, because otherwise we'll have 11. We can't have 11. It doesn't say why, but we can't have 11. Or if it's the other way, you know, let's say we have Levi, so then we're going to not be able to do it like that, so we can't have Ephraim and Manasseh. Okay. But 11, it can't be 11 Shvatim. Right. Do you know any other 11s that are bad?
11 months of Kaddish.
What's 11 months of Kaddish? What other 11? I have about 40 of them. What?
11 months of Kaddish.
Well, it's really 12, but shy. You know, but that's in the next world, so, you know. Right? But, no, but he's right. That's why we say 11 months of Kaddish, because we hope in the 12th month that he's not going to talk of being Gehenna, but he's right. What's the 11th month of the year? Av. If you start from Rosh Hashanah, it's called Rosh Hashanah, right? You start from the 11th. Av is the 11th month. What's the 11th parsha in the Torah? Vayigash. Vayigash is Kulay Sasim. Vayigash doesn't have a pay, doesn't have a samach. It's Kulay Sasim. Apikabala is very big in Yonim, which I don't understand, but it's closed. That's where the Kates is, the Skala. That's where the Gullus is described, right? 11, everything is 11, 11, 11, 11, right? So, should I tell you more? But there's, you know, the number guys, they would have 40 of these, right? I'm not as good as these, but we all agree. 40. What?
40.
What? Yeah.
But they already have
the matches. You know that the 11, you see, we agree that 11 is something bad. No, it's enough that I can explain this. So 11, so he says, why do you have to go so far? Isn't the worst 11 the one? You know, everybody at the Seder, Echad miyadeya, Shnayim miyadeya, right? Who's the Shlemiel? No, it's not the Shlemiel, it's the Shlemazel. Who's the Shlemazel? Who's the Shlemazel? The guy that gets Echadasar miyadeya. He's all excited. Koch vayo. 11 stars. Didn't that cause all the trouble? The 11 stars in the dream of Yosef, didn't that cause all the fight? Isn't that what caused all the machlekes in the dream? The 11 stars? So he's sitting there going, Echadasar miyadeya, Echadasar. Koch vayo. You know, and your mother's all there going, you know, Tisha, you're okay later. Right? You know, you never know. If they won't say that, everyone knows what goes on. You know what goes on. You know what goes on. Okay? But the guy who gets 11, Koch Vaya, you know, don't be that guy. You say, no, no, tell your sister. No, no, you should say it. You should say it. 11 is an unlucky number. Should I tell you another thing? You know, in the Torah, there's that word, you're going to see it that they, coming up on Sukkot. It says, Ashtei Asar. You know, it says, you know, how many korbanos, right? It says Shleish and Arba and this, and then it gets to Shtei Asar, and then there's one before it says Ashtei Asar. You know that word? And you think like the Chazan is reading it wrong, but you're just waiting for the guy to say, you know, S Ace, right? You know, and he gets to Ashtei Asar, and nobody says a word, right? What does Ashtei Asar mean? You know what it means? Well, I'll tell you what it means. It means 11. Ashtei Asar is 11. There are three places in the Torah that it says the word Ashtei Asar, and it says 11. It means 11. What is Ashtei Asar? So the Gemara asks the Kasha. The Gemara says, what the world does it mean, Ashtei Asar? So the Gemara says, Ashtei Asar is really Shtei Asar, 12. But now you added an ayin, and now it's 11. Did I just make sense? No. So the Gemara says, you see from here, Kol HaMoisif Gareya. When you add, you detract. If you add, you detract. So if you were 12, you would just be Shtei Asar, you'd be 12. But because you added the ayin, now you turn into 11. Kol HaMoisif Gareya. Anytime you add, you could be detracting. And the Gemara learns it out from the number 11. Now, I could go on and on and on, but I want to get to my point, but there's another 30 of them. Okay? We said how many?
40.
Okay. But, which one? You have another one? Huh? You said 11. Okay. So you said 11. Tachlis, you see 11 is bad? You agree 11 is bad? So I told you, I didn't think I'd ever be one of these number shtickle guys, but now I'm going to explain to you why 11 is bad. And listen, this is where it's, you know, if you would have had a Muna, you'd just say, okay, he says 11's bad, we'll trust him. Right? You've got Pikabala, 11's bad. The Chasam Sofer says 11 is bad. The Maral says 11 is bad. And the Zayir Taka says it, looking parches, it's 11's bad. Take my word. Right? 11's bad. So, I'm going to tell you why 11's bad. Okay? And you all know this. You all understand this. Okay? 10 is a complete something. Okay? In every language, they count by tens. Right? You know, there's a 10, 20, 30, a complete package is a 10, right? You know, in Hebrew, Eser, Srim, Shloshim, in Swahili, blah, 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 right? In every language, they count by tens. That's how it goes. Because 10 is complete, right? 10 is Asara, Mamaris, Nivra, Oilam. The complete package of Bria, Sa, Oilam, of creating the world was with 10. 10 Diburim Hashem said 10 words, and with those 10 instructions, the world was created. Doesn't say 11, right? 11 is the one that missed. Aseres HaDibros. You all know the Aseres HaDibros. If I ask you what the 11th one is, so there's always that one guy, you know, the Baal Koi, right? Right? He's going to tell you, oh, the next one was, right? But most of us, right, we don't know the answer, and we're usually not friendly with that guy either. Right? We don't know. I don't know. What's the 11th Dibra? The 11th Dibra is the one that did not make it. You don't know what the 11th Dibra is. Avram Avinu got 10 Nishyonis. Right? That means he became the complete person. 10. 10 trials and tribulations. 10. He's complete. Okay? Now I'm going to explain this to you in English. You all know that this halacha, it's a maila. If you're one of the first 10 people in the Beis Medrash during Shachris, you get the schar, keneged kulam. You all know this. You all know this. I actually believe this. I believe this. It's a Gemara. It's a Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi. If you come to shul on time, let's say you're davening over here. There's, 80, 90, 100 people, whatever it is, right? you come to davening, 40, 30, 20. Okay, you have to, you come to davening. If you're of the first 10, you get schar, connected all the people that come to davening. Okay? And all the people, it's incredible schar. Imagine you're the first 10 on Rosh Hashanah. There should be a fist fight. I mean, don't make a fist fight. You know, never make fist fights in basement Russian, whatever. Right? But I know, especially Russian. So now, there should be you should be trying to get into the base medrash first, because could you imagine getting the schar on Rosh Hashanah? You're one of the first 10. So Hashem waits for the first 10. That brings the Shekhinah, and because of that, he has a karas atoyf to you. So it gives you schar connected all the other people that were coming to the base medrash during that day. It's incredible schar. I want to tell you what happened to me this morning. This morning, excuse me, this morning, I took my daughters to the bus stop, to the guy, right? And the bus was about a minute late. The bus is about a minute late. Because the bus was about a minute late, right, I came a minute late to davening. Right? Around a minute later than I would come to davening. I'm saying it was basically on time, but it was like a minute later than I would have usually got there. It's usually timed pretty perfectly, okay? When I got there, the first thing I did was, you don't count Jews, right? So I counted their yarmulkes, right? Right? I counted their tefillin, right? One, two, three. I'm counting, right? And I was number 11. That's when I realized what we have to talk about, right? If I would have been number 23, forget it, who cares? No shaykhs, right? No chance. Yeah. He's the guy with the hockey stick? What is that? The shuffleboard. Right? So, it's from out of town. Right? So, if I would have been number 22, okay, I don't think there are 22s, right? If I would have been number 22, I wouldn't have cared. I wouldn't have cared, because no chance, right? I'm not one of the Asari Chinen, and not there, right? If I'm number 11, it means you could have been 10. So now this is my choice. I could kill number, right? Right? But, right? But now it bothers me, because I could have been number 10. Now you understand what 11 is? 11 is the guy that almost makes it, and he just doesn't quite make it. He misses, right? Doesn't quite make it. That's 11, okay? The 11th Dibra, nobody knows what the 11th Dibra is. That means that for all of eternity, you're going to learn one day what the pasuk in the Torah is that brings the 11th Dibra, right? But it's not the same level as the 10. 11 is the guy that almost, he's right there. And listen closely. I'm not talking about the guy that's not Negeya. He doesn't. He's not whatever. He doesn't follow at all. He doesn't follow. He doesn't this. He doesn't. He doesn't daven. He doesn't this. So he's not the 11. He's the 11. I'm talking to us. We come every day. We learn. We daven. We try to be good yidden. We try to do Hashem's ratzin. We try, right? And we're so close. We're so close. We are a lot of times Mr. 11. I want to explain this to you. Okay? Everyone knows. What does the malach do in the stomach? What does he do? Everybody knows? What's the lashon? He teaches you what? Kol ha-Torah kula, right? The Goyim says he doesn't. The Goyim says, he's the guy who's sitting here right now going, that explains a lot. my malach is sitting with a smartphone, right? The Goyim says in Mishlei, I think it was in the 16th parak, the Gruz says, you know what the malach does, what that angel does in the stomach? He does not teach you kol ha-Torah kula. You know what he teaches you? He teaches you the chelik of Torah that you are responsible and capable of knowing. That's what he teaches you in the stomach. So he says, for example, if you have a person that he wasn't, whatever, what do you want for the guy? He wasn't born into a from family and this and that. The malach teaches him also. The malach teaches him. He just doesn't teach him as much. Okay? Rechayim Kanievsky, there was a team of malachim around the guy. Right? Sitting there, throwing it in bodily, you shall me, Sifri, Sifrasi, Chasetim, call him, right? Call it Tarakula, Shulchan Aruch, Shas, Poiskim, Shabrua, Aruch, Shulchan, everyone, right? And it's in there. Okay. And me, Callus, I don't think he came with that much. He definitely didn't come with as much as he came with Kanievsky, right? And the rest of us, right? He came with whatever. What's a nafgamina? Says the Goyin. At first I thought he came with Bekiyat, then I thought he came with Ian, and then I thought he came with that. Now I think he comes with number shtiklach too, right? You know which malach meets you when they put you into the ground in Har Menuchos? You know which malach comes to greet you? The same malach, says the Goyim. And that malach comes to you and he says to you, Nu, Tachlis, what did you do? Where is it? This is what you were capable of. You know why that story is Moiridik? Moiridik! Because until now, I thought the Malach is going to come at the end of time. And he's going to say to me, Nu, Kalis, where's Kol HaTorah Kula? And I was going to start taking off my shirt. It's going to be down hot down there, right? Because I have no chance, right? I can't know Kol HaTorah Kula. I have no chance. But now I know that the Malach is not asking me for Kol HaTorah Kula. He's asking me for my chelik that I am capable of. So you know what? He's going to come with that paper. And he's going to say, look, this is what you're capable of. I'm going to look at the paper and go, oh my goodness, I'm off by one daf. Right? You could have been the 10th man. Now you're in trouble. I want to tell you a story. I never tell you stories. I'm going to tell you a story. I asked my wife if I could say this story. Right? She said to me, there's a story, guys, you can say this story. Okay? The 10th guys, you can say this story. I can tell you a story. But I went to a chasna. No, I'll explain to you why I possibly couldn't have said this story. Right? No. You guys are excited for a real good story. The real good story is coming at the end, but 1 minute. Right? So I just drove, as I was driving, I asked her, can I say the story, right? Sammy called me, asked me if I want a coffee. I was like, ooh, I have to ask her if I can say the story. Forgot. Right? I was at a chasana the other night. I was at a chasana, an Israeli chasana. I'm the rabbi in an Israeli shul, and I don't, I'm not part so much of their society. I'm an American type of dude, and I'm not, whatever. But I have to go to their simchas and whatever, This was a chasana, which was a small chasana, because the girl was divorced, so they were making a small chasana. She was getting remarried. It was a young girl that got divorced, and they're making a chasana, a small thing. So he said to me, this person, he asked me, can I come to the chuppah? Can I come to the chuppah? He wants to be mechabed the rav, come to the chuppah. I said, okay, it's not so, whatever. Now, I want to explain to you before I start the story, right? I have zero COVID at this chasana. I don't know anyone there. Even if it would be like the, a first-time chasana, so at least the people from the shul will be there, so you could say he gets some COVID, right? I have zero COVID. I did not know one person there at all, except for the father of the bride. I did not know one person there. Not one person. It was like, I think the first time in my life, I went to chasana, but I didn't know one person. I have to be mocked in that because the story I'm going to tell you, right? And so he asked me to come to mechabed me or whatever. I said to him, I'm not sure if I can come to the chuppah. I was trying to be ramit, it's not kedai for you. I should come to the chuppah. People, at least that other people, then no, let them get the kibbutzim, right? That's what I was trying to remember. I was like, no, he wants me to come to the chuppah. I went to the chuppah. Fine. I go to the chuppah, and I'm like, this is so uncomfortable. Everybody here is Israeli. I'm going to get up. They're going to give me a bracha, right? My American voice, so stasis, right? Oh, man, right? And what's going on in the bracha. Ah, Amerikai. Amerikai. Ah, am I here, Trump? this is what's going on, right? So here I am. They don't make me an aide. And I told you, the only reason I can say this, if I said this to normal people, they're like, look at this guy, that's all he cares about. But I told you, I get no COVID from this at all. Zero, right? It's like Rav Aaron Leib Shteyman, when he went into a chasana, this is how he was at every chasana. He got no COVID from anything. He didn't talk to him. But here, you all agree that I'm not doing this for COVID. I push it, get zero from this, okay? They don't make me an aide. I'm like, oh, great. If it's an aide, I just sit there like this, like a schnitzel. I just keep my eyes open, right? But now I have to say a bracha. I'm like, oh my goodness, no. And I'm praying to Hashem, please not the ksuva. I'm going to sit there like, please not the ksuva. Right? So Hashem was good to me. He didn't give me the ksuva. I'm like, just not the first two brachas, because then that's two brachas, right? And this is all going through my head as I'm sitting there like this, right? And I'm like, oh my goodness, right? And going on, third bracha, fourth bracha. I'm like, oh no, please not that, right? Not the bracha achrita, not the one we have to sing. No, not that. I'm sitting there, I'm going like this, right? You know me, the throat and the cough and the this, right? I turn to the guy next to me with the e-cigarette. I can't borrow that for a minute. the whole time. I'm practicing my voice, right? Asher bara, become time to call for the last bracha, right? I'm like, as kidei kach, right? I'm like moving people out of the way. Right? I'm there, it's Pasha, it was me, right? He told me to come to the chuppah. All of a sudden, they call up, it's Mechabin, Mechita, Bracha, Chita, Rav Avram Gar. Zero, so don't think, I'm not a kabbatika. The second after the chuppah, the father, the bride comes over to me, in front of I'm the Aiden, the whole tziva. Oh, Avkalus, right? Here I am, right? Of course. I go and say, start that one saying Hebrew, you guys don't know what I'm talking about. But he said, I'm so sorry. He says, but there was this Rav just walked in, right? And I had to give him a cup. You know what he just said to me? He just said to me, you're the 11th man. You're the 11th man. If he would have told me, Avkalis, you know, there's 40 guys here with long white beards. You're not even right to be there, like, you know, Toschnitz, you know, right? So whatever, you know, right? He just told me, you could have been the 10th guy. You would have been a little bit more stark, a little bit firm, a little bit better. I would have given it to you, right? But there's 10 guys better. You're the 11th man. Moiridik, don't be the 11th man. Right? You got what I'm saying now? Now you got what the 11th man. I want to tell you a story. Somebody called me on the 9 days. Someone called me on the 9 days. I love the story. Not the 9 days, in 3 weeks. Somebody called me. He's a bacher. He was a bacher that was asking me, can he make a siyum on a mesechta that he had learned the mesechta already. You know, let's say he was Ksuvis. I'll tell you the story. You'll see in a minute. But it was like, he was Taka Ksuvis. And he had like 7 blot left that he never finished. You know, that guy did an yeshiva. He does most of the mesechta. And there's like 7 blot left. And then Ben Azmanin comes. And then Elul. And then new mesechta. Whatever, right? So he says to me, can he do those 7 blot? And then he'll make a siyum during the 9 days. That was his question. So I said to him, you know, how long ago did you do the mesechta? It's telling a few factors. So he said to me, okay, so what about this mesechta? That one, you know, was like maybe too long or whatever. I said, what is it? So he started to name me different mesechtas, and all of them were Nashim. All of them were Nashim. He's a Gemara. He's older. He's like 26, already 27. So he started to name me mesechtas. So I told him, well, the way it sounds, what about, like, you know, Nazar and Saita, because those ones, you know, whatever the conversation. So he said, no, Nazar and Saita he actually did, because that's not in the Yeshivish cycle. So that he did, you know, cover to cover. He did the whole mesechta. So it turns out that Yivamis, Ksuvis, Kedushin, Gittin, and Nadarim were the ones he learned in his yeshiva years. And he never finished them. And each one of them, he had 8 blot here and 7 blot there. And so I told him, you know what? You have 3 weeks. It was in the beginning of the 3 weeks. I told him, tell me, the amount of blot we said, I think it was like 40 daf. I said, do you realize if you do these 40 blot, you finish Nashim? Right? You finish Nashim. So he says to me, okay, could I do it? And I asked him first, is it possible? He says, yeah, he doesn't have a chavrusa. He's going to do 2 daf a day. Right? They'll make him see him at the end of the 9 days. So I said, so he asked me, yeah, but you just said that this is a problem, and this is a problem, you know, because this mesechta, it's too long a way that you finish, and this one. I said, no, you're making a mistake, right? And at the siyum, you're going to get up, and you're going to say that I'm making a siyum. And I'm making a siyum on the whole Seder Nashim. But for that alone, I might not have been allowed to make a siyum. Because the fact that it's not connected, it's not so partial, it's a shiloh, right? But I'm making a different siyum. I'm making a siyum on not being the 11th guy, right? The almost. You know, he almost finished the mesechta. Always, almost right there. You all come to davening, right? You all learn. There's one guy that comes to davening, and he's there, and he's stark, and he's davening, he's there, right? He's the 10th guy, right? There's the other guy, you're there, you know, whatever. And it doesn't change you, it doesn't anything you. That's the 11th guy, okay? I told you one more story, and then we end, right? It says, Chachma Bagoyim Tamin. You have to believe in Chachma from the Goyim too. If they say a good thing, you have to believe, right? This, what I am telling you today, was the earliest Moser Shmuz that I ever received in my life. Way back when, in a different Gilgal, right? I used to play there's a game called basketball. You take the ball, you go like this into the hoop, I think, right? Anybody who's from let's say, not from America doesn't know. It's like shuffleboard. It's the same idea, right? The Chaim says you can play basketball on Shabbos. You don't have to put the ball in the net before Shabbos, right? I used to play this game. It was the third quarter in this previous Gilgal, right? And the game was extremely tight. And the coach, it was a guy, right? The coach came into the, you know, the matzav over there in the third quarter. And he told us right before the fourth quarter. I was the guy that gave chizik to the oilim. Don't think I was playing with them, you know? But, you know, I was making sure they're wearing yarmulkes. Yeah, that was it. I was making sure, don't forget Brocha Freine. Right? So, at the end of the third quarter, it was like mamish tight. It was like, you know, like whatever. Let's say the number was like 53, 52. It was like mamish tight. Right? And he came to us and he said like this. He said, if you lose by one, you remember for the rest of your life, you're a loser. Right? Moiridik. Right? If you lose by one, then for the rest of your life, you're a loser. That means you're right there. You're right there. You could have won. Right? And you're right there, and you lost by one. You're the guy that's number 11 when you come to the shul. You're the guy that learns during the Seder, you're there, but you battle half the Seder. You're 11. You're not the guy that doesn't come to Chlal to the Seder. You're here, right? So don't be that. And that was such a Moira Dika Moshe Shuiz, Chachma Bagayim Tamin, right? If you lose by one, you're a loser for the rest of your life, okay? So Maisa, we went out, and we lost by 14. Okay, good job, Mr. Moshe.